Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of the Steelers Connection. I'm Jeff Hartman, editor of BehindTheSteelCurtain.com, and excuse me if I seem a little down. The topic that I'm going to talk about today is not very uplifting, to be honest with you. The topic on hand is none other than James Harrison, and no, I'm not going to dig up all those old bones from when he decided he was going to leave or when the Steelers released him. And he ends up going to that team in the Northeast that I'd prefer not to name, but we all know who they are, the New England Patriots. Come to find out, James Harrison played his cards. Some might say he stacked the deck in his favor, but he played his cards, and he is now preparing for Super Bowl 52. You can see him on Instagram working out in his blue, white, and red Patriots Debo gear. You can see him selling tickets on Snapchat and on other social media platforms like Twitter. And here you have Pittsburgh Steelers fans sitting and watching. Sitting and watching. It is rather gut-wrenching when you think about how everything has panned out with James Harrison. You know, he was, in my opinion, one of the most beloved Steelers, even after his stint in Cincinnati. I remember after he returned from the Bengals, when the Bengals didn't want him anymore, he retired. And I remember writing the article about his retirement, and I remember the comment section on BehindTheSteelCurtain.com was absolutely 100% just total admiration for him as a player, what he overcame as an undrafted free agent, been cut so many times by so many different teams to finally find his way and make so many big plays for the Pittsburgh Steelers. You think about big sacks against Joe Flacco and the Ravens. Everyone thinks about the Super Bowl 43 interception return for a touchdown. I think about when he leaped over LaDainian Tomlinson in San Diego on Monday night, which was really early in his career with the Pittsburgh Steelers. All those memorable moments come to mind. And fans were just incredibly thankful that they got to see one of the greatest Pittsburgh Steelers play. So James Harrison sets a new sack record for the Pittsburgh Steelers last season. He comes back this season. We all know things don't go as planned. And next thing you know, he's going to the New England Patriots. He hedges his bet, and he's going to the New England Patriots. And here's kind of what I want to talk about today. It's more, to me, I'm split. I'm at the point where I have a ridiculous amount of admiration for James Harrison, for what he has done throughout his career for the Pittsburgh Steelers. At the same time, I can't sit here, and I'm a fan, just like you all are. I run the website. I try to be as neutral as possible, but ultimately, you have to understand that my role as the editor is not impacted by the fact that I am a fan of the Steelers. I'm not a beat writer that has to remain neutral and can't root for the team. I root for these guys just like every single one of you that is listening to this podcast roots for these guys. And so to see Harrison leave the way that he did, now for the sake of argument, I'm just going to assume that all those stories, whether it was Marquise Pouncey or Bud Dupree or Anthony Chiquillo, all those players, and there's more that I didn't name, all those players come out and say, good riddance, basically. See you later. You are a horrible teammate. The public perception of you is so far off. We're better off without you. If that's true, and he did all those things that they mentioned, sleeping in meetings, not showing up, leaving games when he wasn't active, that leaves a bad taste in my mouth. That taints the legacy of James Harrison in Pittsburgh. Now, when it comes to public perception and fan perception, I have to think that the majority of fans, not all, but the majority of fans are rooting extra hard for the Philadelphia Eagles, as disgusting as that may sound, because they don't want to see James Harrison win a ring. They just don't. I have to say that a part of me falls, the majority of me falls into that category. You can ask several people that talk to me on a daily basis, whether it's a couple writers for the website. When James Harrison did what he did and all those reports started coming out, I was the first person to say, hey, he's dead to me. James Harrison, dead, done. take away all that stuff. Yeah, he was great, and he made a lot of plays for the Steelers when it mattered most. But now, James Harrison, now, James Harrison's future legacy, yeah, that's been impacted. That's been impacted in a big way. So I'm torn. But I think a lot of it is just sour grapes, and I'll admit to that once every day and twice on Sunday. The Pittsburgh Steelers, in my opinion, were talented enough and could have been in the same position. And it would have been sweet for the Steelers. It would have been sweet for the Steelers fan base for James Harrison to leave. Say, I want another shot at a Super Bowl. I'm going to the Patriots with Bill Belichick and Tom Brady and Rob Gronkowski. And for the Pittsburgh Steelers to somehow knock them off and get to the dance. That would have been sweet. And instead, James Harrison gets to sit on his high horse and say, boy, did I pick my spot right. Man, is this crazy. In the AFC Championship game against the Jacksonville Jaguars, who was it that came up with the big strip sack of Blake Bortles on the final drive? Number 92, James Harrison. I'm not upset. I'm upset with how he left. I'm upset with where he went. If he would have gone to an NFC team, let's say he went to the Minnesota Vikings, I don't think many fans would have cared. I really don't. I think that their issue is also where he went. He went to the Steelers, let's be honest, they're the most hated team, maybe second only to the Bengals, the most hated team in the National Football League for the Pittsburgh Steelers, the New England Patriots. He went there. And now he's going to be playing for a Super Bowl. A part-time player who didn't play much for Pittsburgh goes to New England and could be winning a Super Bowl. This is gut-wrenching, like I said earlier. It makes you sick to your stomach. But you know what? A lot of fans are supportive of James Harrison. A lot of former players, especially Ike Taylor on Twitter, is very supportive of James Harrison. Said, hey, go out and get it while you can. James Harrison might view this season as his last, and he's going to have a chance at winning Super Bowl 52. But I'm still going to stick by my guns and say that the majority of the Steelers fan base is going to be pulling really hard for Nick Foles and those Philadelphia Eagles. Because not only do we not want to see the New England Patriots, Tom Brady, and Bill Belichick tie the Steelers with 6 Super Bowl wins, I don't think anybody wants to see James Harrison play the Steelers as a fool, leave how he did, and go up to New England and win a Super Bowl. Man, that would make me sick to my stomach. You might agree. You might disagree. That's okay, either way. I'm Jeff Hartman, editor behind thesteelcurtain.com, here with the Steelers Connection. Expect more of these, probably 2 or 3 a week, throughout the offseason to get you ready for next year. And all I can say right now, and all I can think of because of James Harrison, 92, and that blue, gray, and red, is fly, Eagles, fly.